Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application, February 5th, 2026. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Genesis 2:24. Observation. Genesis 2:24 stands as one of the most foundational verses in all of Scripture regarding human relationships. Spoken by God through the narrative of creation, this verse establishes marriage as a divine institution, not a human invention. It appears at the close of the creation story, before sin, before shame, and before division. Here, we see a picture of perfect unity and trust between man and woman. The verse's structure, leave, hold fast, become one flesh, reveals a progression that moves from independence to intimacy, from separation to union. It is not just a description of what happened to Adam and Eve. It is a prescription for every marriage that follows. Interpretation. The phrase, leave his father and his mother, shows that marriage requires a new priority. While honoring parents remains important, marriage calls for a new loyalty. This leaving is about emotional, relational, and spiritual readiness to begin a new covenant life together. The phrase hold fast paints a picture of commitment. In Hebrew, the word means to cling or to be glued together. It implies loyalty that does not fade when life becomes difficult. Finally, the phrase become one flesh describes the full union of two lives, physical, emotional, and spiritual, reflecting the oneness God intended for His people. This verse shows that marriage is not primarily about romance or convenience. It is about covenant. Just as God holds fast to His people, despite their failures, a husband and wife are called to hold fast to one another in grace and faithfulness. God's design for marriage reflects His own character, faithful, self-giving, and steadfast. In a world that treats relationships as temporary, Genesis 2:24 reminds us that marriage is meant to be lasting and sacred. Application. Whether you are married, single, widowed, or preparing for marriage, this verse teaches timeless truths about commitment and love. God calls His people to relationships marked by faithfulness, sacrifice, and unity. If you are married, reflect on whether your relationship mirrors God's covenant love. Do you make space for forgiveness? Prioritize your spouse above all other human relationships, and cling to one another through challenges. If you are single, let this verse shape your understanding of what godly commitment looks like, preparing you to love with maturity and grace. Ultimately, Genesis 2:24 calls us to live out God's love story. Every act of faithfulness within marriage and family echoes the faithfulness of God Himself. When we build our relationships on His Word, we create homes that are strong and holy, a reflection of His covenant love in a world that desperately needs to see it.